أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير. In the previous ayats before, from the beginning of the surah, Allah explained the people of Uhudud, the people who had dug the trench and filled it with fire and put the Muslims, those who believed in Allah Ta'ala, they burned them to death. And then Allah Ta'ala explained further that what the punishment for this people will be. And then Allah explained it isn't only for those people, but the people of Makkah Sharif, especially in the time of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when they opposed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the teachings of Islam in Deen, they also must be afraid for this punishment. In there also, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali says, the generosity, kindness of Allah Ta'ala, compassion of Allah Ta'ala knows no bounds. These people who committed this very, very serious crimes of opposing the Nabi of Allah, opposing the Deen of Allah, burning the people to death, that they make, Allah encourages them to make tawbah. Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُ. In other words, they don't make tawbah. In other words, there is an encouragement for tawbah. So kind is Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that was a great evil act that a person doesn't practice upon deen, and he keeps other people also away from deen. Does not allow other people also to practice upon deen. However, in contrast and contrary to that, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Beshak jo log yaqeen laaye aur kiye unhone bhalaiyan, those people who brought iman, yaqeen, they believed in Allah Ta'ala and who have done righteous deeds, lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhaar, unke liye baagh hai jinke niche behti hai nehre. For them will be gardens, the beautiful gardens of Jannat, beneath which will be flowing the rivers of Jannat. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ يَهِ بَرِي مُرَاد مِنِّي. This is the great, great success. That is what is success. Success in the Akhirat, and a person is saved from Jahannam, enters into Jannat. That is a great success. And that should be our goal in life. That we not this material things of this dunya, not how much I have acquired here, but that I get completely saved from Jahannam and I go to Jannat. That is the great success. So there are no degrees, no how many shops I've got, what bank balances I've got, but that I get saved completely from Jahannam, from the azab of Allah Ta'ala, and I go to Jannat. That is the great success. So in this ayat, in contrast to the previous ayat, that those people who harm the Muslims, who want to keep away people from Islam and from deen, their punishment is mentioned. And in this ayat, those people who remain steadfast on deen, and they remain firm on deen, and to this extent that we see that even if they have to be thrown into a blazing fire, they still remain firm on deen. Inshallah, in our times, Allah won't test us like that, where there will be such oppressors who will be burning fires and putting us in those trenches of fire. Inshallah, we won't be tested like that, but we have to also understand we are being tested all the time also. Wherever there is an Islamic thing and a non-Islamic thing, what are we giving preference to at that time? All the time these things are coming to in front of us. There are various challenges that we face all the time, with the upbringing of our children, with their education, etc. What are we giving preference to? With the dressing of our children, in which way are we going? So we are also being tested. What are we giving preference to all the time? With our own personal selves, our thoughts, for example, which way do our thoughts go? Do we see the Akhirat as our success, that we get saved from Jahannam and all those things which lead to Jahannam? And for every person in his own personal life, it is different. And every person must think, what are those things that will take me to Jahannam? And what are those things which are against Islam and the teachings of Islam? So we are also being tested all the time with these things. And how we are running our affairs, what we are doing in our day-to-day matters, in our communities, what things are happening, how many are Islamic things, how many are non-Islamic things, what are we giving preference to? So we have to remain firm also on deen. And there is a lesson that those people who had brought Iman, and like in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, all those magicians who came to oppose Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they brought Iman and they knew that what Fir'aun, what severe punishment he can give, and he threatened them, if you don't bring Iman on me and you don't disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, I will give you the severe punishments. And they knew that his threats were not empty threats, but he will do what he had said. And he did it. Cut their one hand, the other leg, made them hanging from trees and let them die a death like that. And also, not so very long ago, when the British took over India, then how many ulama, they also burnt alive, put them in pig skins and burned them alive. How many they made hang from the tree and made them die like that, hanging from a tree. But they all remained 100% firm. And all the British asked the ulama, as they were coming to the gallows to be burnt or to be hung, that just say so much that we were not part of the revolution against the government, against the British government of that time. But nobody was, they just had to say it, even if it was a lie, and their lives will get saved. But they did not say it. And where is our Iman, our Yaqeen? It's easy to talk about it, hear about it, but just little bit things come and we are prepared to do anything. How many of us, some difficulties, we will go to Sangomas, we will go to other people and we will try and get our problem solved there, and we sell our Iman. Just on small things, a traffic cop stops us, he wants to give us a ticket, and we just there spear, we give him a bribe. And in this way we fail the test all the time. How much lies we speak with our families, etc. So we, Allah give us tawfiq, and not let us think that we are superb Muslims just because we are dressing, we make some namazes, and what is the quality of those namazes also. But how these people remain firm on Islam and on Iman, Allah give us also tawfiq, and for that effort has to be made on this Iman, that it becomes so strong that we can save ourselves from all these gunas and all these tests. As one alim said very rightly recently, that Iman which cannot save us from gunas in this world, how is that Iman going to save us from the azab of Jahannam in the Akhirah? So we have to see the quality of our Iman. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that Iman, that we work on it and it becomes such that we don't do anything against Islam, any teachings of Islam. وآخر دعوانا